So I've been recording most of December just to get used to talking into a microphone and podcasting. And out of the blue, I recorded one that I thought was worth sharing. In the middle of a raging fever, I'm having ChatGPT ask me random questions. There's no script. I'm just shooting it off at the top of my head, trying to get used to that presence and building up my skills so I can become a good podcaster. Every single thing starts with a little step, though. And this one is mine.
Ben Hill, and you're listening to The Sleepless Dream. Now, I believe living life is an art form, and the greatest masterpiece you'll ever make is how you choose to live it. So how are you decorating it? In this podcast, we take perspective and we take creativity and we turn it into a tool. So let's dive in. In a world that often focuses on success, how can I overcome my fear of failure and embrace the learning process? And the question of how you can overcome it is the realization first that you're going to have to make mistakes and you're going to have to fail. And I want you to think about this. When you were a baby and you tried to learn how to walk, you tried to take those first couple steps and you fell over. Did you say, nope, can't do it. I can't walk. I give up. I'm done walking. And then the other question is, what did your parents do? Were they like, ah, you disappoint me. I can't believe you can't walk. Try harder. Do better. Or were they supportive? Were they nurturing? Were they just excited to see you try to take that step? And every single time you tried, they got more and more excited. And it's okay if you fall. Try again. In the first example, when they were upset and they're like, ah, you need to try harder. You need to do better. What kind of environment do you think that sets up for the baby? And what kind of parent would say that to their kid? I'll tell you what kind of parent. The same parent that's in your head talking to you, making you fear failure. I'm not saying it's easy because as we get older, we do have conditions. But the beauty is, there's a couple things. The beauty is if you're able to go back to when you're a baby, you will remember that like life is messy. It's sloppy. And if you embrace it, then you can find success. A baby wants to learn how to walk. A baby's not saying, I need to be a marathon runner. And neither are the parents. But one day you might want to be a marathon runner. You see what I'm saying? So you'll have these conditions and that will create a bar which will prevent you from being able to do it in the same way that a parent would be like, ah, I give up. This kid's not walking. So the first is what kind of parent are you to yourself? And the second, and this is a big one too, is what is your environment like? What are you surrounding yourself around? In the same way, the baby is inspired by the parents in the same way that you decorate your place. You decorate not only just your thoughts, but the environment around you, the people you talk to, the podcasts you listen to, the books you read, the daily habits that you do will all influence this. So, my thought is, before you start anything or try anything, try to leap a flight of stairs, being okay with looking sloppy, being okay with failing, and realizing that failing is part of paying your dues. I have a little rule that says, never make the same mistake twice. Now, I've made very similar mistakes, and I have made the same mistake twice, by the way, too, and I've accepted that. But I think the point is the idea is every time you make a mistake, it's like an arrow trying to guide you, saying, this is not the way. Try again. This is why we have pain. If you step on something or if you prick your finger on a needle, it's the pain that tells you, hey, you shouldn't do that. There's no benefit to this. It's going to bleed, right? It preserves itself. But if you focus just on the pain and the guilt of pricking your finger, then you won't see that lesson. Instead, you'll have this fear of the needle. And the goal is to create a respect for the needle
how do you respect it? Well, first, again, you got to create that environment where you're not so critical in your head, all around you. Surround yourself around an environment where there's support. And you'll be surprised. I think you'd be surprised how much that can help. And I am no expert at this, but I can tell you just about every single good thing that I've ever done has come with great risks and a lot of mistakes. And my ability to move and forgive myself like a baby falling is crucial, is critical, and is the only reason why I'm even able to record this podcast. All right. So the next question is, with so much going on around me, how can I practice mindfulness and stay present in the moment to enhance my creativity and well-being? But I think it's important to realize that mindfulness is something that you create. For instance, if you want to be mindful eating food, just chew it slower. Really savor and feel the texture. Allow your taste buds to see if you can find something new inside of it. You go in deeper into what you're doing. So this is almost like a form of deep work, but it's in awareness. So practicing, in my opinion, staying present and practicing mindfulness is really just about what you're paying attention to. When someone says with so much going on, to me that says that they may be doing something, but they're thinking about something else. So this is like a mental loop that keeps playing over and over. And trust me, I'm guilty of this as well. I think we all are. But I think there's a couple of things. The first, you could work to resolve these issues that are cycling, that make you feel cornered or pressured. But my thought is if you work on that, it doesn't change the dynamic that more will happen later. You know, and if more happens later, then you'll still have to keep dealing with issues in order to feel that openness to practice mindfulness. The other one is you can just start practicing mindfulness despite all that. And this is what I would recommend. Like, if you're in a war, when do you practice meditation? Right? Well, there's no good place to practice meditation in a war. You just start, you find a place where you won't get shot and you meditate. And it'll probably be difficult and it might be ugly. But if you keep doing it, your ability to meditate in a war, and this is very metaphoric, by the way, your ability to meditate in a war will make it so much easier when there isn't one either. So if you start when things are rough, and you still keep working on these aspects, these skills, well, then it becomes a lot easier when things calm down as well. You'll be able to accomplish either scenario. If you say, I am putting my awareness here. And then if it derivates, there's no option. No, I'm putting my awareness here. Thoughts like to move out, like a little child that has ADHD, wants to grab and throw around all the things and be a kid, that's okay. Come back. This is what we're doing. Come back. This is what we're doing. And I think that's how we treat it. If we don't give it an option and we say, this is it, then you won't have this question so much. And again, we're going to go back to the previous question, pass or fail, it's okay. Like, you got to give yourself that environment to fail. So even if you pull it back, if it runs back out and you got to keep doing it over and over again, that's okay. You may not even be able to practice mindfulness for a while. You may just be there may be this repetition where you're just building these new pathways. And that's the beautiful thing about life is the fact that we can adapt and shift. And the thing is I think we give up way too early because we don't think it's working when really we just have to stick to it. All right. The last one I want to do today is, let's do this one, finding purpose and meaning. In a world with so many options and paths, how can I discover what truly brings meaning and purpose into my life? There's a lot of paths. There is a lot of meanings. I mean, there was a time that I found great meaning in being a poet. And I was a dungeon master in Dungeons and Dragons, and a circus artist, and a projection mapping artist. And I went to college for music. I studied guitar. I love guitar. I was a music composer. This is not bragging. I'm trying to illustrate that it doesn't matter what I do. If I'm doing this podcast, what is the meaning of this as opposed to when I was a circus artist, as opposed to when I was a poet? I think this is a good question to ask yourself, because a lot of times we put too much focus on the path, like, what do I do that brings more meaning, when the reality is you create the meaning. You create the meaning. If you had a kid, that kid is your meaning, right? But if you didn't have a kid, does that mean you wouldn't have meaning? Or would it mean that all the meanings that you have would project into something else, right? So instead of wondering what path or option brings purpose, try to figure out first what you believe in. You can just create extensions of things you already believe in, and that's an easy way to find purpose. So if you have this save the world complex like I do, then find something that spreads goodness into the world. And if you keep it at that, then you won't be so focused like on one pathway. Because let's say you're a dancer and you decide that dancing is your meaning, and then you break your leg and you're never able to dance again. What happens to your meaning, right? But if your pathway is, if the real reason why you chose to dance was because you like movement and you like to inspire people from those movements, then what you can realize is as you break your leg, what is another way that you can use movement to inspire people? Maybe your arms, maybe it's an internal movement. There's a lot of ways that you can interpret movement and inspiration for that matter too. And there's the other aspect too, which is what is the other side of the coin? Like maybe you have meaning because it's the thing you've explored the most, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the thing that's going to unlock the most meaning from inside of you. I think it's really good to realize that everything that you do comes from the same place. It comes from inside of you. So like my circus, my poetry, my podcasting skills, which is very new. So I'm going to have less meaning in that than other things that just come naturally. But if I develop this, I have the confidence to know that I can make this an expression as much as my circus, as much as my writings. I just have to give it time. So sometimes we lose those pathways due to injury or aging, or maybe we just give up. We had an experience and we quit. And then if we leave all of those feelings into that one specific way of doing things, we're going to feel at a loss when we realize we can claim it back. We can own all that back and re-spread it again, spread it into something new. So I think it's important to just realize that a lot of this is it's like a tunnel that's empty, right? So like learning martial arts is an empty tunnel that I chose. And learning music is an empty tunnel that I chose. It's like this long tunnel, but what fills it, it's almost like your veins. What fills it with blood is you. It's your heart. It's your soul. That's what gives it meaning. Otherwise, it's just another pathway. It's just another choice. And there's going to be more options. I mean, yoga, there's a lot of people that are huge into yoga. But there's a time when America didn't really know much about yoga. Does that mean that those people have no point if they were born before that happened? No, they probably just find another outlet. Because in the end, it's an expression that's coming from them. It's like this really nice, what's the word? Balance. Synergy. That's what I was looking for. It's this really nice synergy. So try not to place too much importance on what exactly you're doing, but put a lot of focus on how you're doing it and why you do it. Game changer. Thanks again for listening. Please subscribe so I can eventually have my 5 million followers. And if you can, would really appreciate a review and rating so others know about this brand new podcast too. If you'd like to email me comments, suggestions, or ask questions, thesleeplessdreampodcast@gmail.com. If you want more information, upcoming handouts, updates whenever a new episode is released, visit thesleeplessdream.com.